Studio from 50 North, Northfield's Senior Center. We have Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. What's happening at 50 North this month?
Well, we've got lots of things going on, as usual, at 50 North. We've got a new an art display coming up. It will be on November 5th will be the display, and it will be going through November 30th. The open reception is November 13th, and it will be Julie Freehart. Her display will be called Spreading Light on Paper. And it's a mixed medium, wonderful art that she will be producing at 50 North and displaying at 50 North. So
folks,
make sure you can see it.
Yeah, you take a look if you're in there. I know a lot of people will probably go in there and do what they need to do and walk right on by. But Northfield has some amazing artists.
They do.
And they're always just such a wide variety, so many different mediums and stuff. Very good.
Exactly. And I'm always amazed that every time we have a different artist, how amazing that art is. The last one that we had up, I honestly thought it was photography. And as I walked by it, I said to our art coordinator, Katie Fellin, where did they take these pictures? Because they are just gorgeous. And she said, they're not pictures. They're pastel. Oh, my goodness. I mean, just
if
simply
you look close
amazing.
Enough, you'll see brush strokes on
yes.
there. Yeah, wow.
It was wonderful.
So the open house is on the 13th.
On the 13th.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, we also have a fall prevention class during the fall, which is great. It gets people to understand as winter's coming, you know, we've got that dreaded ice, dreaded black ice, all those different tripping hazards. And the wonderful thing is it's going to be with a physical therapist, Marcy Kramer, and it will be on November 6th, 10 a.m. to noon, so a two-hour program. And if you're a non-member, it's only $9 to come in and join it. If you are a member, it's going to be just $7. And then we do have our platinum equivalent, which is just zero for it. But again, it really opens your eyes to the different things in your home and your environment. A few things that I learned personally was all those dreaded cords. I mean, we've got so much technology now that we get our feet tangled up in the cords.
Yeah.
Just simply taking those cords and making it into one big cord so you can see that cord, that one big cord compared to all those multiple cords. You know, just those simple little things that you could be doing at home to change things up so that there's not a tripping hazard or a fall hazard.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Right. Somebody from, you know, every household should be in there.
Exactly.
Send a representative.
Yes.
Draw straws.
Exactly. Nice thing also is we do have a hearing loss program coming up, and it is free for anybody. It is going to be with Dr. Jennifer Reside from Alina Clinic, and she is going to be coming in and talking about all the different types of hearing loss and the different devices that can help out with hearing loss, cochlear implants, bone-anchored hearing aids, invisible hearing aids, you name it. She'll be there to help people out understanding the different things to help people with hearing. I know hearing is just a wonderful sense that we have, and if we can keep it going, that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, it's amazing, the technology, the way it has advanced over the course of last 10, 20, 30 years. It's not what it used to be. Hearing aids, not what they used to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just a wondrous thing.
Yep.
Good thing to check out.
Very much so. Next thing that we do have is if people ever wonder, if you think about Christmas traditions, for example, hanging socks by the chimney, kissing underneath the mistletoe, you know, we have all those different traditions, and where did we get those traditions, and why do we have those traditions? And so Chris Ellison from 50 North will be actually teaching a class Thursday, December 6th, 9:30 to 11, to talk about all those different types of traditions that we have during the Christmas and seasonal time frame, and where did we get it, why do we do it, you know, we just do it, but we don't know why.
It's so obvious to just don't ask questions.
Exactly.
Why am I eating lutefisk? I don't know.
Yes.
Seems like I do this the same day every year.
So that should be a great program. I mean, I'm very interested myself into it. And then we have a huge trip coming up. It's called That'll Be the Day. It is going to be on Saturday, November 17th, 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Minnesota Heritage Center in Bloomington. Colin Ray Productions presents the new show featuring three talented talented with Eco's rock and roll band. Will be performing with the dynamic music of Roy Orbison and Gene Pitney. They'll hear different musics and all their different favorite artists that they have. It sounds like a great program that they'll be doing. The cost is just $56 for it. We do have a deadline. We'd like people to sign up for it by November 7th, and they can come into 50 North to sign up for it, or they can even sign up for it online at www.50north.org, all spelled out.
All right. And what was the venue there?
It'll be the Minnesota Heritage Center in Bloomington.
Oh, okay.
It's the venue.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And as always, we do have our wonderful 58 fitness classes, ongoing fitness classes. We'd have brand new ones that we started last month, which are just booming like crazy. Our Drums Alive class, we have one on Monday mornings, 7:55 to 8:25. I know it's a little odd number time frame. But it's a great exercise to get in, especially if you got work at 8:30. Come in, get the workout in, head over to work afterwards. You know, it'd be a blast of a workout. We also have one after work on Thursdays, 5:30 to 6:15. So a 45-minute class compared to a half-hour class.
All right.
Still wonderful.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Craig. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right. Craig Swenson, once again, from 50 North, Northfield Senior Center.